All right, so this
walk
is
through.
The cafeteria. This is where they would sit and have, you know, their lunch and their breakfast and stuff like that. If you guys are wondering why there's a random SpongeBob and Rocket hidden behind you, it is because Daryl actually tried to make this a preschool when he first bought it. He did not fit the, you know, all the qualifications and stuff in the school because the sprinklers did not work when he bought it. So he had to get all the baths and it was just way too much money at the moment. But this room used to be full of lunch tables and a bunch of stuff like that.
It's not, it's, they, he did not get the funding because this Patrick is so hard.
He did his pizzas.
It's more of a Patrick suggestion.
These tables and chairs are not authentic to the school there from a McDonald's on Verity that is about 2.5 miles that way.
Okay.
This is the kitchen.
That's fair.
This, they would come through here, go through the line.
You're supposed to say the haunted McDonald's.
Get their tray and everything else.
Hey, you gotta take what you can get.
And they would come in here, get all their food, stuff like that, and they would come out this door right back there to the right. Then when they were done, they dropped their tray shirt up there at that window. Yeah. Me and this is my twin sister. We took our senior pictures here. When we were in high school, that was the most creepy I've ever been. We did not. This school actually, the last class was in 2000.
Oh, okay.
So they opened in 1939. Haven't had, you know, stuff like that. This is the kitchen. Like I said, this is where they would come through and grab all their lunch. This chair is not here because this room is active.
Okay.
And that's what they were talking
about.
So just
walk through the set because there are pipes on underground and stuff like that.
Drawn here?
Evidence-wise, you're kind of screwed in this area.
Ernie,
if you guys want to
the leader
of POV
now.
There's a fan back here that likes to kick on when they
so
get super windy. And it's supposed to be pretty windy tonight,
thing.
So we're kind of
so Ernie actually works with
there also
four of relative of him.
Back here that makes like
and
a violin
his nephew,
so
if it's serious, and he doesn't move it, he's stuck in school. But we've got some footage of him saying his mother's name, and that's through a work box.
Okay. No, I got you.
We're
I was just, I mean, that's always, that's one of those stories that I keep hearing and keep coming up, and it's like, why would you?
All right.
He was, he's got a carry himself
properly.
Nice question. Not
on the look at Black Lady. Oh my god, my house. That's good to me. Oh my shoes.
Oh god.
One story is that you should be
my jack.
Okay.
And now you're
a tribute.
All right. This room is not one of my favorite rooms. I have been threatened to be slapped in this room through ovulus, spirit box, stuff like that. You cannot use EMF in here. There's too much wiring. It will go crazy and give you false spikes. As far as history and paranormal experiences go, would you guys rather not just hear the history and then not the paranormal side? What would you guys like to hear?
So we like to know some paranormal.
Okay,
stuff.
Just
you
not overdoing
it. Yeah, you don't have to get into detail.
Okay, cool.
But especially
why
with
is
the
there a mirror?
So, like the name suggests, this used to be the canned storeroom. And
there's a rumor that goes around that
some of the teachers or janitors would come in here and the less chill.
Yep, there's a very
We don't know how much of that is correct. Like I said, it's a rumor. There's a bunch of rumors that surround this school mainly because we don't know all of the history. So like I said, none of this has been confirmed. None of this has been denied. We just, like I said, we don't know much. But I don't like this room. I will not be in here by myself.
So uncomfortable.
I don't like it.
It is very uncomfortable.
When I do walkthroughs, I had to do a walkthrough by myself last night. No one else was in the building. Daryl wasn't even here. And I ran past this room. I was like, nope, not looking in here. So,
don't even care if the chairs are set up.
No. But yeah, like I said, no EMF because there is a cable right behind it. Yep. Most of the lights in the building do work. If you guys need to turn a light on to debunk something, the light switch is right here and it should work.
Oh, I don't know.
Just kidding.
Not for you.
April Fools.
Right.
Yeah.
history thing right there.
Yeah.
Over here.
So she fell from the top.
She did not die in the building.
Yes,
she did die at home of complications. She fell down the stairs. She went and got brain surgery and went home the next day and everything was okay. Then she fell out of a rocking chair at home and then died from that. So she did not die here. I know, right? She was probably anywhere from kindergarten to second grade. And she went here in 1963. Yeah.
So it's true.
It is
100.
She
did fall.
We have proof.
Okay,
yes.
Because Derek was doing.
Yeah, that's what I was just asking you.
Yeah, and he said that it was.
It did.
Legend,
yeah, it did start off as a rumor.
Okay.
But we did find death records and stuff like that in the paper and online. So we. That was kind of proof. But they obviously couldn't say that she fell from the staircase in the newspaper because the school would have been sued.
Sure.
There was only one person that died in the building, and that was Daryl's mom.
Oh.
So, yeah. Okay. There was no one else that died in the building.
Why did she die?
I am not too sure. I did not learn the specifics, nor did I want to ask the specifics.
Yeah. But kind of an awkward question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know where?
Yeah. That's what you say,
right?
Do you know where?
Huh?
Where? Where what?
Where she died.
Yes. I'm not sure. I'm thinking she died in their home quarters, which is right through that door when you walk into the building, the entrance that you came in through. It's right if you go straight to the door. Are you sure?
Door.
The white door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they live here?
Yeah.
Yes, Daryl and his wife live here.
Okay. One of our investigators from the group has seen Sarah before, or what we think is Sarah. He was walking through this way from this hallway over here, and he's seen her standing right there. This is a bigger guy, okay? He's about your size, about 2 inches taller than
you. Are
you
saying I'm bigger?
No, I'm saying you're tall. This man.
Thank you for clarifying.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I'm joking. I'm completely nervous.
This guy cries when he brings up seeing Sarah. Tears in his eyes, like shaking, goosebumps. No, I mean, he's a pretty tall guy. I would not expect this guy to cry. So,
hey, we have feelings too.
Well, yeah, but
So that there is the original Indian painting.
That is.
Yes.
All
the
time,
I heard
the story.
The jail that comes up.
And it was
our friend.
There was
no touch to it.
And I literally shared from this moment up the stairs. You know, hearing four chairs when I was floating up the stairs, and I hear whistling and pitch you. Like this.
It must have shut itself off, I guess.
I felt different in that little block room. Not in this room.
Like sad.
But that little
and
dry story.
Like anxious?
Yeah, like I want to get out of it.
Yeah.
That's how it felt.
Yes, they are. This is the room.
This is a
kisser,
yes.
Yes.
Yes,
thank you. This is my favorite dish. Make sure you're ducking whatever pipes that are coming in. But as you can see,
yeah, this is like this area.
Maybe in a taller version. Right, maybe in a taller version, I have.
I actually don't have to worry about that.
I've smacked my head on it multiple times.
Yeah.
The janitor was This is not a chill spot.
Does that mean that science is a
long time?
You can see the pipes.
Yeah, right.
Not working.
Plus, you made it over.
School that were actually 100% did work here. And he's one of them. He's not my favorite person on the yeah, he. But that. So imagine that. He works in a school and doesn't like children.
Okay.
Yeah. He also really doesn't like females. Neither of the janitors here like females. So if you guys want to do a solo by yourselves, this is definitely the place
oh,
to
yeah.
be. Mm-hmm. If you put a rug on that chair, it would go pretty good.
We've gotten that to go off.
I have that already.
Are these panels and stuff live?
I am not too sure,
but
I'd
be concerned about any like
EMF.
And
I would probably say yes.
Steer away from the house.
Okay. Yeah. There's two beer bottles on the ground over there. One's Miller Lite, one's Mick Ultra. If you guys get that on the Ovilus or their spirit box, that's a really cool piece of evidence because that's two of his favorite beers.
Okay.
And we have proof of that as well. We've gotten it through spare box too, so that would be a pretty cool piece of evidence to have.
Nice. My mom likes Mick Ultra.
So does my parents.
Yeah.
It's popular.
It's very light. It's not bad. It's easy sip.
So they're not a fan of Bush Light.
Nope, not the best.
According to my father-in-law, it's the best shit you could buy. Because it's cheap.
Right.
Just get the Keystone Ice.
It's light to pick up across the patio.
Get the Keystone Ice.
He goes for fall with her. I want to be able to fall
off. Right.
So I got
to
that chair.
You got a light, because I know that there's a bunch of.
Sure.
Watch it.
Yeah, that's.
There's a reason that we had to sign forms, you
that's
know?
That's the impressive one.
Here goes.
We've gotten a lot of spirit box back there.
Yeah, it's like always
personal
like crystal.
Experiences with that.
That sounds stupid.
No,
but like it's like
man.
Spiky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of
it. You're not a fan
of
it.
No.
Yeah, he's got a very intimidating crystal presence.
Oh, okay. Finally able to get some good
crystals.
The rain started. Yeah,
you got out there at the perfect time.
But I got out there, yeah.
That was incredible.
And I have the raw.
At the very least, we have really good mural.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
Actually, I feel like I did my dog the first time while I took four investigators. I'm sure if you guys have a spare box.
Yeah, we got
like that.
Probably anything you could name.
The twins, we do get their parents'
yep.
names a lot.
Okay.
They come through back
oh
there.
Oh my god.
Their dad's name.
Down here or up
back there? That
room. Are you talking about that one night lady?
No, just in general.
She doing?
Oh my gosh.
What was she doing?
Who's that?
Sid. Oh my god, dad.
She was doing
she was
SS.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Was
weird. All
she
you hear is my dad
SS
is the best.
Honestly, it was probably 40 or 50. Responses in a row that it was nothing.
Oh, seriously, it was like constantly. It was like,
okay, so you're saying Amos is wrong. Which one is
the one we were just
that's the janitor?
Yes,
janitor Amos. Okay,
yeah, I feel like out of the whole
school,
that's
right. Spirit box nurses down there.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
Tripwire is really good down there.
Oh, REM pod. Yeah, got some REM pod stuff.
We do set the REM pod up in his chair fairly often.
I can see why they went on there.
Not
wrong.
Yeah, they're trying to get us on up to the three of us.
He bought the school shortly after it closed, so I want to say
he had this one here
a couple weeks.
I've never
been I'm sorry?
Yeah.
When you say junior,
so,
do you mean
it's,
is it half the age, or is
yes.
it a, okay, that'll
like,
be interesting here at all places.
Eight to 14.
Put them down in the basement.
They're in my big court.
Yes. Me personally, I have never had any experience in here.
I have.
But you have.
Yep.
Share with the team.
Yeah,
first time I was ever here. I'm
you're their twin, right?
Yes. Yeah. I hate investigating places. I hate stuff like this until my parents started joining. Me and Jamie were actually sitting on the couch, and there was a noise from whatever this thing is. I don't know what it is.
Like a little kid's house? Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think it's like a little closet, like house kind of thing. There was like a big boom on it. Doesn't open.
Oh, yeah, that screws me up.
But,
I mean, if you move this nail, it's
yeah.
Not,
yeah.
But not one.
Looks like
push that in.
Coat closet.
Yeah,
that's hangers and stuff like
that.
Or
does
it
push in?
It might.
Yeah.
I definitely opened it the
other day.
You
could
probably squeeze
really
back
skinny.
There.
Yeah, right.
And it's got your
name all over it.
Hey, put
one of the girls
back there.
Leave it to the engineers.
Never mind.
Two engineers here. Get it open.
I think it's like almost the same as this one.
I'm not going in there. I can't sit.
Like, if you guys
want to. Wait, what was the story?
You know me, I'm always the first
wait,
one.
Wait, what happened?
Wait. This is the playroom.
They all got left behind.
So, all she said was she heard noises.
Well,
no,
we were just theorizing.
The knocking noise?
Mm-hmm.
That was it?
Yeah. It could have been anything as like a gust of wind or the wood adjusting.
We never figured
it out. You know, because when it gets hot, wood expands and stuff like that. So you never really know.
I don't think we're going to have to worry about it tonight.
Yeah,
it's going to be nice and cold and
chill.
Isn't this supposed to be
windy?
Yeah, but
we are in that.
This could be lovely.
Yeah. And it stuck really well.
Yeah.
It also just like.
Yeah, is this original? Yeah.
Some kind of like seal.
Did the school do this?
No. This was a like a counselor area.
I'm just saying, like,
when they were rented it out.
People like high energy.
This is just another classroom.
Like,
they also decorated and painted those walls out there. So, like, whoever did it just did an amazing job.
What was it before the counselors?
Just it was just.
We'll be out of here.
Just the school room.
Was it supposed to be
a house right there?
Yeah. Oh, I'm wondering, like,
if it was a specific
what
house.
The, yeah, like what the relevance is and look at the
yeah.
Paranormal neighbors.
And there's like.
So this was just a classroom prior to.
The yeah. Kind of so this was the kindergarten area. It was right next to the principal office. You were getting ready to go into. This school originally was only like K through 4th grade because when the school first opened, that was all they needed. After they got through 4th or 6th grade, they would go home and they would work the farm with their parents, right? Then it went to K through 8th, I believe. And yeah, then it closed in 2006. Daryl actually went to the school. There's a picture of him when he went to the school. And
did he have any experience in the
I'm not too sure, but it's definitely a question you have to ask him.
He's very skeptical.
We had a Halloween event here. And, oh, I'm sorry. And a little, yeah.
So anything happened here? Did you see something that they said?
No.
Kindergarten.
That's a not right.
Put the ball in here.
I'm not sure I like it though.
Huh?
I'm not sure I like this one though.
What?
I don't know.
It's a very good team
effort. Next one? Okay.
The PA system over here is authentic to the school. Daryl, when he first got to school, he plugged it in and he turned it on and it started smoking, so we don't do that anymore. It does have the original teacher's names on the buttons, because there's call buttons at the back or the front of each classroom, and when there was an unruly child, they would press the call button and the principal would or the secretary would come to take them to the principal's office. So this was just their way of letting them know, hey, like, we heard you, stuff like that. I don't like this room. This room is very active. Very, very active. If you guys have SLS, pretty good to set up in here towards this doorway. You don't like it? What do you feel?
I feel uneasy in here.
Mm-hmm. Uncomfortable, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that vibe of like there's something watching you kind of.
Yes.
It's markedly warmer in here than in there.
That room freaks me out so much.
Yeah. Principal's office itself.
Literally, as soon as I walk through here, I can feel the temperature.
Yeah.
So is this the principal? Is this?
Yeah.
You know what?
When my dad is here investigating, he likes to sit in there to kind of challenge the principal or whoever resides in there. Apparently, he really doesn't like men, so he thinks that it is a challenge.
Naturally.
Right. He's very, very intimidated by the male ego. So
I love the fact that your family does this together.
Oh, yeah, 100%. My sister lives up in New York. She's married to a guy in the military. Right. And they'll come down here just for the events. Just to come back. Yeah, whenever her husband's here, they seem to go crazy, though. He's a big, burly guy. Like, I'll fight you if you can mess with me.
That's not acorns.
Those are haunted.
Don't sit on the net. They're cold. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel any different in here. No.
Yeah.
As soon as we went up the staircase, I didn't feel any different. As soon as we got up the staircase from downstairs, I don't feel any different. Not in the other room, not in here.
Yeah.
It's meanwhile we're paying to be here.
I had some stuff. I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Skeptical, but also
like, I've always been weird because of that.
This janitor also does not like women. So
over here?
Yes.
So is this janitor in here different than?
Yes. There were two separate ones.
Okay.
So
Amos is over there.
Yes.
And what's the guy's name?
I'm not allowed to tell you that. Because his family is associated with the school.
Oh.
And
we're not
allowed to share his room.
Can you do us a
favor? Yes.
If we pick up a name in here, obviously we will post our evidence. Could you message us?
100%.
Can you message and say his name?
Yes.
If it's not, you don't have to tell us no, because then that'll play our ego.
Okay, gotcha. I was
just tell us
sure.
If
you betcha.
Yeah.
So now if you don't answer, you either lost interest or a talk.
Yeah.
If you have that.
You can always message on Facebook the school or POD's Facebook page, and they should shoot you back an answer pretty quick.
Awesome. Did you hear that, Eric?
Yep.
All right, we're gonna go to the right.
He's
hiding
in the shadows, taking notes.
What do you
mean?
He's more of a watcher than a hunter. He would report about the war. Just walk like normal. Don't worry about it. Nothing changed. No change here.
Just don't come, Sarah.
Is this the
Sarah? Yeah.
Oh, these are Sarah's stuff?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we just did a big wrap around.
Ashley just told us not to watch her stuff. Thanks a lot for that. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Is this where that hallway?
You
like,
thought he was your friend.
Yeah.
Well,
I know that.
Where did she fall from?
We are not
like up.
Yeah. So up top up here, we're not 100% which side she fell from. We're not sure if she fell from right here or on this side and just fell down. We don't know 100% for sure. But what we do know is that this building was not built here to the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know if maybe she was having a reading session in the corner, was playing around on a rocking chair, and it fell. She fell over the railing. We're not 100% too sure. It's all pretty much speculation.
Mm-hmm. But and railings weren't to the same code in that day.
Right, exactly. That's why they're super short. Because, I mean, if you were pushed, all of us could easily fall over this too,
yeah,
if we were pushed hard enough. But we did have a teacher come in for a tour that worked here when Sarah was here. She's now sadly passed away. But she did confirm that Sarah falling was actually a thing. That's how we know that it was actually a fact.
Do you know how old she was?
I know we know that she was kindergarten through second grade.
And she fell over this.
Yeah. So that's where it comes in. Like how did a kindergartner, or a second grader, or a first
she's
grader?
Be like this tall.
Exactly. So that's why we're like.
Can I get a photo of that just for posterity purposes?
But is this the original railing?
Yes,
ma'am.
That's why we're like maybe she was on a horse, standing on a chair, because there's no way a little girl could easily fall over this, right?
That's
what
we're thinking.
We're not 100% sure, though. Like I said, it's all speculation.
Maybe
that's
it's
why
a
cheater. That's why the height immediately stuck out to me. I was like, how old? Sarah just
lost her. It's very slim.
I feel like most of the time, rather when I'm here trying to talk to Sarah, I get
famous.
Really? All the way off?
Yes, well, so right there, couple steps, that's his hallway.
Yeah, so that's where, yeah.
Where he's.
Okay, so it'll be this. If we took a girl and put her downstairs, so it stopped him, because you didn't want to go down.
Yeah.
So, like, if we kept him back.
Probably.
I like the fact that you're with me on
this. Yeah, possibly.
I'm completely joking.
Because, yeah.
I really so this is like not here
till the
8th.
So that would just been an open air.
Ask a little bit.
Yeah.
It does.
And that's what they wonder. There's
like,
especially in the library.
There's
a lot of
women.
There's
a lot of
Yeah, you're gonna jump sometime tonight.
Is this for Daryl's mom?
Is it for what?
Is this for Daryl's mom?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure that this was a investigator who came out whose mom taught at the school. So that's probably what she said. She probably knows that she worked here and that this is her room.
Yeah.
Did you see this is our doll room. I'm not sure how much, like I said, I don't know how much research you guys have done on the building.
The doll room.
There was a researcher that had passed away. People even know something like that.
Yes, there is a book. There's a notebook downstairs in the break room.
Okay. I just kind of heard about it.
I believe it's blue. I'll check before we leave.
There's definitely more other.
I was just curious because I had heard that in passing that he passed away and that he had
left. Yeah, I'm not 100%.
Okay.
I know we've had a lot of paranormal groups that
into
it, kind of some of their experiences, so people can read through it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because I just like, there's
not going in there?
No.
Okay. I'm going to circle all the way down.
There's this.
So the wall.
Oh, wow.
In this specific spot, it was an easy room.
Oh man. It just goes.
This room was the music room, and then this room here was the library.
I told you.
And then if you guys do have anything you want to leave here, maybe it's towel, sticker,
yeah,
or something.
And then people at the school room on the window would start running their mouth. So that's how we're acting.
Oh, nice. What is this? Yeah, I don't like that at all.
What are we doing with this?
While you guys are investigating, all that we ask is that you guys do not touch the dolls. We had a team here last night who quite literally threw a doll on the ground and broke its head.
Seriously? Why do people do that?
I told you that twice. Why would you do that? I told you twice, don't touch the dolls. And, you know,
only thing we ask.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
and
not
do not, don't touch those two, specifically. If one falls over and you gotta move it, just don't touch those two.
Okay.
Wait, what'd you do?
These
do
two in the wrong chair.
The two
chain
with the chain locking them to the chair.
We believe that one of them has an attachment. It's actually gotten up and moved, stuff like that. Not on camera, but they put it in a locker down in the mean teacher hallway, and it is, the locker door's been open or the doll's been moved. So we just, we want to make sure that you guys go home safe, and
sure,
it keeps us safe as well.
So, question.
Yeah.
In the hallway out there,
yeah,
is there any, like, reports on, like, shadows?
100%.
Because
absolutely.
Because I thought I just saw a small, like, a child saw a sign.
Yep.
That's
great.
Where at? Shot at the very end of the hallway.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
right.
Before the cut to the nurse's station.
Yep.
So, you can show me where that is, and I'll tell you what it is. Because it was at the very end of the hallway. All
right.
Right,
I got you.
Right in front of the windows, it looked like he was standing in the middle of the hallway that went to the mom facing down the hallway.
Oh,
why do you always get to see this stuff?
Yeah, it's always one person.
So, I'll have a question for you once we get down here. Okay.
This hallway is definitely good if you guys want to see some shadow figures, no lights.
Is there anything
standing at
in particular in this area?
No, this is, like I said, this is more of a merch room.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
People just sit here.
So, we have stickers. You can
touch.
I mean, I'm not gonna stick them on the wall, but
right.
If
you guys do, if you don't mind putting it on there.
Yeah, for sure. No, it's all about respect. I mean,
and any of the top boards you guys want to hold those on, if you would like.
Okay.
What was this room?
This room here was the original library that we were on. Yeah. And then all of that stuff across the wall. Yeah. For it to be an older room.
So they made this doll. There was no ties.
Correct.
And that doll was
I guess this is kind of a pop up thing. They had a tour plan and Daryl called because he had surgery.
Yeah.
They're like, you guys feel comfortable to sort of walk through? I've been here enough that I'm comfortable walking.
I don't know. Yeah.
Is there an IR camera in here, by chance?
I'm not sure.
I keep hearing it clicking in here. Like the sound of one turning on.
Is that what you think that clicking was?
I don't know. No, I'm downstairs in the basement. I think that's something else, but
I don't see one.
I just, you know what I mean? Like whenever you hear the camera click on, that's what I heard. Might have been up here. That looks like it's moving a little bit. Windows open, maybe.
That's probably what it is right there.
The
styrofoam's moving behind.
Good to know. Yeah, it's always my first thought, like, there's a camera.
And then in the hallway, you go over here. If the wind starts howling, there's full school
fans. Like a wind tunnel kind of thing?
Yeah, that are up.
Okay.
Like a natural ventilation fan.
Okay.
It's another ghost cage.
Yeah. No. Did you know that? An actual haunted attraction. They'll try to make it a haunted house.
So it's home video.
And
yeah, like
he was like set up so cool. There's videos of it online. And he was so cool. But this is what was left over from the haunted house.
Yeah, I mean,
it scares me every time I walk by.
I feel like it's a
that's made up, by the way. One of the names.
Thank you, man.
Sit. There's probably like videos in there.
Huh?
There's like home videos in there. From a VCA. What was it? A
VCR.
Wait, wow. How old are you? You're 18, you don't know what a VCR is? Oh, that makes you feel old.
Yeah, I know for a fact your dad probably has a ton of music on VCR.
Jack, Jack.
Never mind.
No, I'm just gonna tell him what I was here.
Keep an eye out. It was so
weird. Oh yeah, this thing right here. That's great.
What
is it supposed to be?
It's just another bench here. And if you need your water, click.
Water right here.
What is that room?
So, like in the other bathroom, they do a couple of stuff. That's what I saw. They do still have the fans in them. This will not pick it over here.
Thank you.
And this scared the fuck out of me.
I mean, it just sounds like a whistle when it's coming through the fan.
But that's what it would be.
Yeah,
but
that's the
one. Okay.
Are you guys familiar with what?
With what?
The movie Bones and all.
I don't know. I'm intrigued, but no, I don't think so.
There was a whole shot here.
Okay.
So this one's kind of like another overfilled library for return books. It was just like an office where people would come to return their library books. And it was pretty creepy. And now it's not so creepy because of the bed.
I mean, it's cool.
Okay, I'm trying to get your attention. I just want to show you. No, you're good. So in here, you got your light on you still? You got your light on you?
Yeah.
A few things to note. And I got it on recorder too. I got this running. This room. I was hearing clicking in here. This room right here, for this window. The styrofoam room.
Okay.
Something to keep note of.
So the draft will move that. Gotcha.
And
there's also, right here, is like,
I see that, yeah. So that can mess with us.
Exactly.
So the bathroom he just showed me as well, he said almost all the bathrooms, they have like, if the wind starts to go, there's fans that will automatically turn on. So if we start hearing a howling or something like that.
And
we're
putting
this
room.
That's really good.
I'll show you. First off, water.
Okay.
Here, water.
Gotcha.
He said this thing, these fans in here. We'll turn on pretty much automatically. So something to note in all the bathrooms if we start hearing something like that, so kind of check there first. That's what I'm trying to pick his brain about, this kind of thing like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah,
so this is the other bathroom right here that I was talking about.
Sorry.
The ventilation here.
Back here too?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thank you. These are always good to know. So was anything happening in here I know that they were talking about?
No, I guess it is, but it was a lot freakier before they remodeled everything for the Buns Hospital.
Okay.
And this was a special needs room.
Okay.
A lot of action on the table with dominoes.
There is.
Okay. I've never felt.
Yeah, right.
But like I said, the
balls.
Yes,
every night. So if there were just kind of a lot of
crossing sequence.
So,
okay.
You know, go for it. Set up some dominoes. That if you get good energy in here, you can buy it, not have.
Yeah, it's in the box.
So this was always a special occasion?
Yes. That chair back there really helped me if you spent a long period of time in here. That's my favorite chair in the whole building.
What's it inside of
it? Yeah, for sure. What is? We're thinking it's water damage. Yeah, or ectoplasm. If you guys see an empty spot on the chalkboards, feel free to write on them. Perfect.
What did you write?
Just iron to be fair.
Yeah, I asked about the stickers and about the merch room. $5 over my sticks and merch stickers up there.
Yeah, it was probably a way more than
$5. Look at the your shirt.
Are you eating on your setup?
Me?
I'll be there all night.
Oh, I like it.
I just wanted something that wasn't a straight line. It looked a little more complicated, so it was clear.
You know, a picture would be good too.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mine has the golden number.
I'm just saying, Team Rex could be part of the problem.
Well, that's why we got rid of him in the first place.
Copy that. The giant spider. It's fucking huge. It's a big freaking decent result. Was it here?
It looked like it was in this room, straight ahead, and it went to the left.
Oh god damn it, I'm out.
Just gonna throw that out there, but it's possible it's still here.
So much.
It was about this high. And it was solid black, and it went to the left.
Where were you standing when you saw it?
I was at the very end.
Yeah, we came in the doorway, like ahead of where that doorway is.
To the left.
And we came through there, and it looked like it, at least it looked like from a high angle, it looked like it was standing right where she's standing right now.
Okay.
And then it went to the left. It has a back, it's a big back. And it has legs.
Like, I don't care what size bat it is.
Are you like listening to bats?
Yes, I'm going right now.
Derek squeals when they're.
I really do. Yeah, like a little girl.
It's my favorite thing.
Hey, you live for those moments.
I do.
Just a classroom? Or was this something?
Yeah, no, it was standing like right here. I mean, you're good. Like this, looking at me. And then it went to the left.
That's just interesting. That's right. I'll have to kind of note that.
Yeah. It was very, very clear. Like, I stood there and watched it, like, and kind of caught me off guard.
This is the nurse's station right through this room. Recently, we've had a lot of activity in the nurse's station. We're not 100% for sure why. We were in here a few short weeks ago with, like I was talking about, my sister's husband. It was the last time they were home. And we were hearing a lot of footsteps. We were seeing shadow figures, peekers from these two rooms. Yeah, that's if you walk, like if you just sit at that doorway or even the one at the far end by the doll room and just look down that hallway, there's probably a 50-50 chance that you'll see something walk in front or see a peeker come through a doorway. It's, you know, just one of those really long, creepy hallways that they're like, ha, guess what? Look at this, I'm here.
Really long, creepy hallways.
Yeah,
there's too many of them.
There's another wind
coming out
right here. So there's a hole right here in the wall behind that. The wind does pick up. Gotta keep an eye on that. It's another sharp whistle.
Okay.
They sound like it's coming from really close.
Gotcha. Thank you. What's down now, Matt?
The
I just had a weird feeling about her there.
Oh, yeah, you should, for sure. Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Personally, I think it's the best
spot.
Oh, 100%, that's just me.
Well, when you get that kind of feeling, it definitely fits
well. From not, like, you're not even around the corner yet.
It's just one of those things where it like made me feel like I needed to watch my back.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Like,
you'll get that a lot. We were doing a walkthrough earlier, and I was on the phone with one of our investigators telling him about the doll that we found. And we were hearing something down this hallway, but it just ended up being a fan that was behind us. And we ran down the hallway, and we're like, what? And they got ahead of me because I was looking at a bucket. And I was like, did it shake? Like, you know, like someone breathing over your shoulder. I was like, what is following me right now? Like, make yourself known. All right. These two classrooms, you don't get much activity out of besides the peekers.
So,
yeah, check your
one more for you. I got one more thing for you to note, too. So, these two rooms, the boilers are outside.
It's not even dark outside yet.
So, if you see, work your own watch there.
That's probably what's best.
Okay.
That saves us time more than anything. You know what I mean? Like, trying to track something
like
that. Oh, God, I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, same with those whistles. You hear a whistle like that. It's like,
where's he going?
They're around the corner. Yeah, she's with somebody else.
Why are you?
I'm just not a big fan.
Okay.
This is the mean teacher hallway.
Do we know who the mean teacher is?
There were supposedly multiple. We've gotten, I think, two names. One of them, I'll show you, it's on the wall in the room. One of them, we've definitely not it because she's still living.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Right. I mean, she can't haunt the school if she's not.
You don't know that.
My dad is the skeptic of our paranormal group, and the fun thing about him is we were cleaning up after an event, and my dad does not believe ever. He had his oh shit moment.
That's the canon story. If it opens, that's the heat.
But so he was carrying that trash can in the corner of the hallway.
There you go.
Nope. And he was pulling it, like pushing it in front of him. And he's seen this like short little figure start to develop and then running at him. He dropped the trash can. He said, "Oh, F-U-C-K." And he was like, "Oh, I have to find this video." And that was it. Like, he chills up and down his body. He was like, "Yeah, that's it for me. Like, I believe now."
The second door is another bad.
Okay. This door, if you are not careful and you don't shut it all the way, if you guys want to go through here, it just leads back to a bathroom that does not work.
Okay.
And another classroom to the right. So if you guys don't shut it all the way, it will slam really loud. It's pretty good about it now, but if you set it up just right, just wait, that'll slam.
So I apologize, I was lagging. Is there anything in here?
We haven't gotten much activity in there, but it's also not one of the rooms we investigate a lot, just because it's not known for a lot of activity. Did you feel something?
I have no idea.
That's the heat taking on.
Yeah, so you can see kind of where we were. Wood right here, and then it's the fifth window right there is where those two classrooms were.
Okay.
What is in this one?
The heat.
It might be a little difficult to open. So it's funny that you guys actually were drawn to go into that room.
Into what?
This room. This room has no, it's not. But this room, I've had a little bit of an experience in with one of our other investigators. He was standing in the doorway on TikTok Live right here, now sitting on the floor, and he gets this weird look on his face, and I'm like, are you okay? He's like, "Steve, my dad, come here. I need you to look at something." He's on TikTok Live, you know, whatever, messaging, talking people back. And my dad lifts up his shirt and shines a flashlight on it, and sure enough, there's three scratch marks right down his back.
They welted. They were big, long, all the way down his back.
Yeah.
I mean, that was probably not even a year ago.
Yeah, but it's been a while for sure. I'd say probably last winter.
Were they getting any other kind of interactions or?
Yeah. So after that, we came in here. The teacher in this room is actually a male. Like I said, also very, very intimidated by male ego and male presence. If you stand in all four corners, if you have someone in all four corners of the room, it pushes him out of the corners and into the middle of the room, and he's forced to talk to you. So that is definitely something big that you guys should probably do. If you guys have rim pod, you'll be good in here.
I know. It's very uncomfortable.
I just feel this like seasick feeling in my head.
Mm-hmm. Like vertigo?
Yeah, there's like that.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh,
up and down kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to say weightless, but you know, like, you're on a boat to like.
Yeah. He does not like women.
It just happened. Yeah.
Our other investigators.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are kind of screwed tonight.
Yeah.
If there's one of you women that are feeling ballsy tonight, definitely like, what's up with you, dude? Like, you want to talk? You want to talk? Like, if you guys are feeling ballsy, that will definitely make it come out. If you guys are willing to not provoke, but kind of be intimidating in that sense.
Are you going to be the
I'm
being
I'm being a lot.
Yeah, I have not. Yeah, it's anywhere. But
Darren's holding down that corner. They said to stand in each corner. I'm standing in the corner. Not in here, but before when you guys were over there. I felt weird with my back to this hallway. Christ! You little bastard!
That's funny.
That was rude.
We have to get you a few times, okay?
No, you don't.
It's really helping when your feet start to hurt from
pushing. I'm just scared.
You don't get much of a free throw, but please feel free to investigate them, and if you get something from them, do it. Ooh. Welcome to my favorite room in the building. Okay. Come on in.
You want to see lamb and breakfast?
Do what?
You want to see lamb and breakfast?
Go for it. Make as much noise as you want.
Yes,
ma'am.
Was the teacher being turned over?
There's one in here that's got like geometry stuff all over it. It's like one. It's my favorite thing. So, this is actually my favorite room in the whole building, not because I feel threatened in this room, but because I love the person that actually resides in this room. She's so sweet. There were a few times where I came in this room kind of provoking, throwing my feet up on the desk, like being loud, you know, giving her hell. And she got good. I had a panic attack. I was crying, did not leave this room. And I came back and I apologized. And I cleaned up a room after investigation. And she thanked me by pressing that little button on the wall. That is the call button that we talked about.
And
don't
click.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it click.
Press it.
Even another thing downstairs that's disconnected. Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like.
It's exact.
Oh, you just heard the actual.
Not
like
a
self-clicking.
Yeah.
I heard
so there's still a spring in there.
Yeah.
But what you hear is the button clicking back out and hitting the rim. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So definitely look out for that. I did a tour last night and it clicked on itself after I readjusted this desk. But she doesn't like when things are, you know, messed up, locker doors are opened and slammed shut. She doesn't like that. And if you are also feeling ballsy and you want to throw your feet up on a table, go for it. She does not like it. Oh. So we believe the teacher in this room. Oh, it's dark. The teacher in this room's name was Miss Johnson. That's the one that we're kind of thinking because she responds to it the most. We also do have two on this wall. One is Miss Johnson, and the other one is Miss Coldiron. Coldiron is the one. That was the door!
Yeah.
Holy crap!
So that's the door that you were referring to
before?
Yeah. I told you
he
was going to stare.
Awesome. Good to know. Awesome reaction, by the way. We could have some fun just messing with this room.
This one here.
What's that?
Yeah, and I was right down that hallway expecting something too, and I turn my back and bam.
Do you do respectful or do you do acting like a child? Closing things, moving things.
I've
around.
Been more respectful in
okay.
here.
Okay.
Yeah. She seems to respond to both.
Okay.
Yeah. Just more negatively if you're more negative.
Understandably.
So now that we're all sat down and comfy, There were two train crashes on this property, actually right behind the school. You hear them go by in the middle of the night, and it seems like energy likes to, you know, spike when the trains go by. Not sure why. Jessica wants to fall. Okay. So there were two train crashes, one in 1910 and the other one in 1991. They were about 14 years and a few days away from each other, like July 4th and then July like 15th-ish. They were quite literally 14 years back and forth from each other, whatever that word is. And there were about 40 deaths and combined in both. One, the one on July 4th in 1891, killed about four people with a few casualties. And the one in 1910 killed about 36 people with 35 casualties. We have gotten the name of the guy who pulled the brakes in the second one, or I guess lack thereof, pulled the brakes. You will get his name in this building sometimes. If you guys figure out what his name was, please feel free to give us a text. But we're not going to tell you it, because if you're on Spirit Box and you hear it and you can make sense of either or.
Yes,
but yes, please feel free to give us a text. You're like, hey, we got this name. Is this the guy that didn't pull the brakes at the train? So
does that occur in any specific location or just kind of all over?
The one time that I have gotten it, it has been in this room.
Okay.
And I don't know if you guys have a portal box, but we got it through the portal box a few times.
We're not rich, so we don't have.
I was just saying.
Just saying.
Right. I forgot I was gonna say I had something.
Misrepresent us next time.
What's that?
Misrepresent us next time.
We have like seven.
Oh, we have so much gear. I'm just
there is a shop for us there, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Please, this would actually be helpful.
So we also we have a little friend that we're not 100% sure if he travels with our group or if he's just kind of a guy that likes to hang out. I'm also not going to tell you his name because I don't want you guys to be like, well, hey, we heard this and it could have been this, but it also sounded like this. Like, you know, that always happens if any of you guys have done the Spirit Box and asked us and stuff like that.
This is such a coincidence. They just said that in the group chat.
They got it?
Just now.
They got it. Holy cow. But if you guys get his name,
8:30. It was sent at 8:30.
Please send us a text and we'll let you know. He's kind of a very dominant figure. We don't like him much. He's kind of an asshole.
And he's in this room?
He roams the school.
Yeah. But
we've got more experiences in here than anywhere else with him, I would say.
Yeah. And what tie does he have to the school?
We don't know.
We believe somebody else brought him in as a visitor that wasn't supposed to be here.
Yeah.
Very mean.
Yeah. I feel like here in the doll room is the most prominent places that.
We also have the portal in here, and we got a very creepy laugh, who we also think was from this said person. It's very, very creepy to hear, actually, and it kind of sends a chill down your spine. I was not here for that. They were. But yeah, that's really about it. This land used to be used as a baby farm before the school was built. Do you guys know what a baby farm is?
Actually, we were doing a mulling. If you have the clinical definition.
Oh, you like you guys aren't playing with
babies. I mean, that's how babies are made, right? Like you put seeds in the ground.
I don't know if we're talking about the same baby.
And then a baby
Please inform us.
Okay, so a baby farm was a place where mothers could take their unwanted children and kind of drop them off. I'm sure you can find a more defined definition if you look it up online.
It wasn't a kind place though, right?
Mm-mm.
Like the babies weren't always kept.
Correct. Absolutely
they were
not.
Sold. Some
yeah.
of them
yes.
were buried.
Yeah.
And
some of them would die here and then they would just be buried.
But some of them weren't, like they didn't die naturally, right?
I'm sure there are probably some complications. I'm not too sure what those were. But you can probably find a little bit more of that online. Of course, this is Madison. I don't know if you guys know a lot about Madison Township, but their mascot was Indians for a while before, you know, they decided that that was not okay anymore. But This used to be what we believe across there next to the river was like Indian native land, which is where we think the chanting came from in this hallway. We're not too sure on that, but if you guys get a little bit more information, there's some history books downstairs that you can look up all that stuff in.
So there's not like Indian
burial grounds
here?
I am not too sure. I'm not 100% positive, but I know there is some Indian history.
So there, I know there was and there is activity of known Indian burial grounds in Marietta that are not, it's not very far from here. It's a few hours, right?
There's another known one. It's Fort Ancient. It's right outside of Lebanon.
Okay.
It's about 45 minutes from here.
Okay. So, I mean, it's like one of those things where
in the Great Miami,
they're not documented, but that doesn't mean they're not.
Right. The Great Miami and the Little Miami all kind of come in to place with creeks and whatever else, not right where there's supposed burial grounds and stuff like that.
Do you guys have any questions for any of this?
So you guys are leaving, correct? You're
right.
Yes.
Not going to hang out.
Correct. So unless you want us to, then we will feel free to hang out.
I mean, I'm not. What do you guys want? I mean, this is your first time doing this. Like, do you guys want to hang out?
Okay.
Cool. I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
But if you guys want to, you're obviously more than welcome.
No, this is your guys' night. You paid to be here. We will not. We will not say unless we are invited.
Okay. So then, end of the night, oh, we can talk about it. Let's go downstairs and talk
okay.
about this. I'm kind of just understanding.
Yeah, that's freaky.
That is insane.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
What a brown nose.
Literally, I'm just saying,
it's very uncomfortable. But at the same time, if he's with them right now,
he ain't gonna be here.
Supposedly.
Hopefully.
Is that a good thing that he might be with
them?
Depends.
I've had really good experiences with him. Good communication.
Good communication, but he wasn't like me. He didn't scratch anybody. He didn't.
Right.
He was just kind of.
Did you
creepy.
Whistle?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't hit the girl. Squid.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Squid!
I'm coming!
And then he stares.
They lead to somebody's leak. Yeah.
Well, I don't
know why.
Who needed me?
We were
all over here.
Water. Yeah, there's leaks in the ceiling. You'll see buckets around.
Yeah. It's a good thing with all the rain we got last night that we don't have to empty all the buckets. So that was pretty cool.
We got here at 6 so to empty the buckets and there weren't any to empty.
That's actually what
she just told me.
So there's a lot going on. Correct. How many times did you do that? Is it?
I've been here probably 15
times. Okay.
I'm actually here with twins, but the head guy at P&B was one of my biggest locations when I was still very poor.
Yeah. Were you back when you were young? Still pretty good. I was going to say your mom. How are you?
19. Oh, man, I had one surgery. I've had two complete rotator cuff surgeries on my right shoulder.
Well, I mean, this caught my attention. Something to note on?
Anyway, every time I stand here, my eyes are watering.
Do we hear about the water?
Let's
ask. Because there's a bunch of different stairwells. It's possible that it could be reduced the number of them.
Yeah, but the, I didn't see another one that looked like the one.
Okay.
It's supposed to be.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah, we could ask about that. It'll be another year up kind of thing.
What's that?
It'll be another year up kind of thing. We're gonna put a lot of.
Yeah. Well, you know. I'm glad that I brought them.